Hello and welcome to Hot Issues of the Week, a weekly feature covering the major news headlines of the past week in Korea. I'm Jim Bully. Thank you for tuning in. The ruling party suffers a harsh defeat in by-elections to choose the mayors of Seoul and Busan. The government extends social distancing measures as the COVID-19 situation takes a turn for the worse, and the International Monetary Fund raises its growth outlook for both the global economy and Korea. These are the week's hot issues. Stay tuned. The ruling Democratic Party suffered a harsh defeat in Wednesday's by-elections to choose the mayors of South Korea's two largest cities. The People Power Party's victory came after four successive losses in major elections, as voters became disillusioned by sexual harassment scandals and skyrocketing home prices. Kim Min-kyung has more.
It was a rough night for the ruling Democratic Party, which lost the mayorships of Seoul and Busan to its rival People Power Party in by-elections that were considered a referendum on President Moon Jae-in.
서울시민 여러분, 정말...
The PPP's Oh Se-hoon garnered 57.5% of the votes cast in the capital city over the DP's former startups minister Park Young-sun, who received 39.18%. The Conservative Party candidate scored more votes than Park in all 25 districts in Seoul, a complete turnaround from the local elections 3 years ago, when the DP colored the map blue.
Meeting Seoul city staff welcoming me on my first day at work, I feel a heavy responsibility once more. Seoul city will sprint again from today.
It was a sweet victory for Oh, who was twice elected Seoul mayor in 2006 and 2010, but stepped down after his opposition to a program to provide free school lunches for all students fell apart in a referendum. In Busan, former lawmaker Park Hyung-jun secured almost double the votes of the DP's Kim Young-chun, with about 63% to 34%. Out of 21 posts up for grabs in the latest election, the PPP won 15 of the seats. The victories by the main opposition party, which came a year after that defeat in the general elections, were viewed as a reflection of growing public criticism against the government over sexual harassment scandals involving former DP-affiliated mayors, skyrocketing housing prices, and alleged land speculation by public officials. The relatively high voter turnout, about 58% in Seoul and 53% in Busan, showed how invested voters were in the election. Despite the sweeping victory, some experts say the presidential race, only 11 months away, may be a different story, as the DP received a much-needed vaccine. Kim Min-kyung, KBS World, Radio News.
The leadership of the ruling Democratic Party resigned to take responsibility for the by-elections. The party's acting chair and floor leader, Kim Tae-nyun, said in a press conference at the National Assembly on Thursday that the party will humbly accept the people's sentiment revealed through the by-elections and will take responsibility for the election results. With Kim stepping down, the DP plans to elect its new floor leader next Friday instead of in mid-May as initially scheduled. President Moon Jae-in also said he will solemnly accept the public's reprimand as reflected through the ruling party's defeat in the by-elections. According to presidential spokesperson Kang Min-suk on Thursday, Moon vowed to address state affairs humbly and with a heavy sense of responsibility. The president also pledged to exert efforts toward overcoming the COVID-19 crisis, achieving economic recovery, and eradicating real estate-related corruption. Warning the country looks to be entering a fourth wave of infections, the government has decided to extend current social distancing measures for 3 more weeks, while leaving room for further tightening as changes arise. Paige Yeon has more on the latest situation.
South Korean quarantine authorities say that the nation is fast approaching a fourth wave of the COVID-19 outbreak. Health Minister Kwon Deok-chul on Friday disclosed the assessment calling for public support to turn the tide.
Over the last 7 days, the average daily number of infections stands at 555, showing early signs of the start of a fourth wave of infections. The reproduction rate has exceeded 1, indicating a growing infection trend.
After peaking at over 1,000 daily cases in December and again in January, daily coronavirus infection numbers dropped into the 400s and then gradually the 300s. However, cases spiked yet again in late March, climbing above 500 and hitting the 700s in less than 2 weeks. Quarantine officials are not ruling out the possibility that daily infection numbers could double in a week or two. The government announced on Friday that it will extend strengthened social distancing measures for another 3 weeks, including the ban on gatherings of five or more people, while shutting down high-risk bars and clubs in Seoul and Busan.
The fight against COVID-19 cannot be won by the government alone, and we are in desperate need of your participation. We ask the public to have a sense of urgency and again tighten quarantine efforts.
The health minister is urging residents of Seoul and its surrounding areas to refrain from outings and meeting people. Pijun, KBS World Radio News.
The International Monetary Fund has raised its growth outlook for the global economy this year to 6%, while also raising that for South Korea to 3.6%. The key organization projected that advanced countries, particularly the U.S., will lead the global economic growth, but added not all nations would enjoy even growth. Mark Wilson-Che has more.
We are now projecting a stronger recovery.
In its World Economic Outlook released on Tuesday, the IMF marked up the global growth forecast by half a percentage point from its previous outlook in January to 6%. Compared to October, it marks an increase of 0.8 percentage points.
The upgrades in global growth for 2021 and 2022 are mainly due to upgrades for advanced economies.
IMF Chief Economist Geeta Gopinath said that despite the world still being in the COVID-19 pandemic, there is reason for optimism.
Swift policy action worldwide, including $16 trillion in fiscal support, prevented far worse outcomes. Our estimates suggest last year's severe collapse could have been three times worse had it not been for such support.
The IMF believes the world economy will see faster than expected recovery this year due to expanded COVID-19 vaccine rollouts and proactive fiscal spending in countries around the world. However, the agency was quick to add that not all countries are expected to enjoy even growth, projecting that low-income and developing countries hit hard by the pandemic will see a slower recovery compared to advanced economies. The IMF's outlook for South Korea, already announced last month after an annual consultation between the two sides, is up half a percentage point from the agency's forecast issued in January. The IMF expects South Korea to post growth of 2.8% in 2022. Mark Wilson-Che, KBS World Radio News.
LG Electronics has decided to pull the plug on its mobile business, citing a prolonged slump amid intensifying competition in the saturated global smartphone market. The board's decision on Monday to stop producing and selling handsets after July 31st comes less than 3 months after the company said its mobile communications division is open to all possibilities for future operations. LG is known to have engaged in negotiations with Vingroup of Vietnam and Volkswagen of Germany to sell its mobile unit, but the talks reportedly fell through. The company will relocate some 3,700 MC unit employees to other divisions under LG Electronics or its affiliates. The company also faces the task of providing compensation to its subcontractors. To soothe consumers, LG promised to continue after-sales support for existing customers. Despite the exit, the company plans to continue research and development in mobile technology, such as the 6G wireless communication network. That's all for Hot Issues this week. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Jim Bulley, signing off.